Leucippos 2, Daphne and Apollo. Interestingly, another myth tells of a different sex-changing Leucippos, this one a son of Oenomaus, who fell in love with the naiad Daphne, whom Apollo also loved, but had not so far wooed or seduced. In order to be near Daphne, Leucippos too disguised himself as a girl and joined her company of nymphs. The jealous Apollo saw this and caused the reeds to whisper to Daphne that she and her attendants should bathe in the river. Accordingly, they slipped out of their clothes and splashed about naked. When Leucippos, for obvious reasons, refused to remove his maidenly garb, the girls teasingly stripped him bare, discovered his embarrassing and unmistakable secret, and angrily speared him to death. By this time, Apollo's own lustful blood was up. He materialized and began a pursuit of Daphne. The terrified girl leapt out of the river and ran away as fast as she could, but he gained on her. He had almost reached her when she sent up a prayer to Gaia and her father, the river god Ladon. Just as Apollo closed in and touched her, he felt her flesh change under his fingers. A thin bark formed over her breasts. Her hair began to slither out into shining yellow and green leaves. Her limbs wreathed themselves into branches, and her feet slowly drove down roots into her mother Gaia's receiving earth. A stupefied Apollo found that he was clutching not a naiad, but a laurel tree. For once in his life, the god was chastened. The laurel became sacred to him, and its wreath thenceforward crowned the brow, as I have said, of the winners of his Pythian games at Delphi. To this day, the winner of a great prize is still called a laureate. Daphne should not be confused with Daphnis, a Sicilian youth of great beauty who was found as a baby under the laurel bush that gave him his name. Both Hermes and Pan fell in love with him, the latter teaching him to play the pipes. He became so proficient that later generations credited him with the invention of pastoral poetry. In the 2nd century AD, Longus, a writer from Lesbos, wrote a romance, like The Golden Ass, a contender for the title First Ever Novel, called Daphnis and Chloe, which tells of two bucolic lovers who undergo all kinds of ordeals and adventures to test their love. Offenbach wrote an operetta based on this tale. Even better known is the revolutionary 1912 ballet, with music by Maurice Ravel, choreographed by Fokine and danced by Nijinsky.